Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Drama, seduction, betrayal, trivia. This week, we've got it all with Dallas Trivia. This week, for episode 276 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast, I've got one of the biggest shows of the 1980s, Dallas. If you're new to the show, welcome. This whole season is TV show trivia. If you're looking for a specific show, check out dorkygeekynerdy.com or subscribe and see if it shows up later. We're only 10 episodes into this season. Got it? Good. Then let's go. The Dorky Round. Number 1. Which character returned from the dead when revealed in a shower? Bobby Ewing. Number 2. Larry Hagman played what amoral oil tycoon? J.R. Ewing. Number 3. J.R. and family run what company? Ewing Oil. Number 4. What actress played Pamela Barnes? Victoria Principal. Number 5. What was the name of JR and Bobby's mother? Miss Ellie. Number 6. Played by Ken Kercheval, who was JR's nemesis throughout the run of the series? Cliff Barnes. Number 7. Taking a break from Graceland, what actress was the third person to play Jenna Wade on Dallas? Priscilla Presley. Number 8. Played by Steve Cannelly, who was the ranch foreman and illegitimate son of the Ewing patriarch? Ray Krebs. Number 9. Many Dallas landmarks can be seen during the opening credits, including what stadium? Don't overthink it. It's Texas Stadium, home to the Dallas Cowboys. Number 10. What network aired Dallas in its original run? CBS. The Geeky Round.
Number one, set in suburban Los Angeles, what spinoff of Dallas began in 1979. Knott's Landing. Number two, along with JR and Bobby, who was the third Ewing boy? Gary Ewing. Number three, what veteran TV actress briefly replaced Barbara Bel Geddes as Miss Ellie? Donna Reed. Number four, what Western actor played Jock Ewing until his death? Jim Davis. Number five, what costume piece from Dallas is in the Smithsonian Natural History Museum? JR's cowboy hat. Number six, what cable network revived the series for three seasons in 2012? TNT. Number seven, what actress played Leanne de la Vega, a millionaire who wished nothing but ill fortune for JR? Barbara Eden, Larry Hagman's co-star from I Dream of Jeannie. Number eight, what Deadwood and John Wick actor joined the cast in season 12 as Don Lockwood? Ian McShane. Number nine, much of the series takes place on what fictional ranch? South Fork. Number 10, who was Cliff's father and rival to Jock Ewing? Digger Barnes. The Nerdy Round. Number 1, leading to one of TV's biggest cliffhangers, who actually shot JR? Kristen Shepherd. Number two, Dallas debuted in what year? 1978. Number three, how many seasons did Dallas have? 14 seasons. Number four, what does JR stand for in JR Ewing? John Ross. Number five, the series finale, Conundrum, mirrors what Jimmy Stewart movie? It's a Wonderful Life. Number six, which season of the show was all a dream? season 9. Number 7. Dallas was aired in which Eastern Bloc country in the hopes it would be seen as anti-capitalistic? Romania. It backfired. Romanians desired and sought the luxurious lifestyle of the American elite. Number 8. Who is credited with creating Dallas? David Jacobs. Number 9. The series premiered in how many parts? 5. It debuted as a miniseries. Number 10. In the beginning of the series, who did Cliff Barnes work for? The state of Texas. And that's it for Dallas Trivia. It's an older show, but it was iconic for its time. Any other dramas you'd like to hear? Let me know on social media or Spotify. Next week, we shift back to comedy. Here's a hint. What 1970s TV show launched the careers of Judd Hirsch, Danny DeVito, and Christopher Lloyd? See you back here on Wednesday. This was episode 276 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. If you'd like to help support the show, become a patron at patreon.com/dorkygeekynerdy. This podcast is written, produced, and hosted by me, Brian Rollins. If you're into audiobooks or are looking to have your book turned into an audiobook, contact me at thevoicesinmyhead.com. This show was released under Creative Commons, Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives, 4.0 International License. Thanks for listening. Having moved from Germany, Lotta is new to Southby High School, where Eric is trapped with her as his German tutor. Despite being somewhat dazzled by her unusual beauty and keen intelligence, he quickly realizes there may be more to her crabby demeanor and the scary black circles under her eyes than anyone realizes. The unlikely couple must discover the mysterious source of Lotta's debilitating nightmares. What secrets did her grandparents leave behind, and what links them to an ancient entity that is trapped and suffering? Can Eric and Lotta find the answers before the nightmares drive her into madness? Evolved Publishing presents a thrilling supernatural tale of suspense in the first book of the Uncommon Bond series of paranormal urban fantasies featuring creatures from myth and legend. Playing with Fire, written by William E. Noland and narrated by Brian Rollins. Available now on Spotify.